I'm Willow Belden, and you're listening to Out There, the podcast that explores big questions through intimate stories in the outdoors. A quick announcement before we get started. We are starting to plan out our first ever live event. It's going to be a storytelling workshop, and we want to tailor it to you. We put together a brief survey to learn a little bit more about what you'd want out of a workshop like this. So, if you're at all interested, head over to our website, outtherepodcast.com, and fill out the survey. It'll take you about 3 minutes and will help us design an event that's valuable to you. Okay, on to our story today. If you walk into any university classroom and ask the students who will get an A in this class, a large number of kids will raise their hands. But we all know that can't be true. Most students will get a C, some will get an A, but not many. You can even tell students this, ask them again, and they'll still raise their hands, despite the facts. This is a story about this kind of denial, a denial that we all participate in. It comes to us from producer Bishop Sand.
This story centers on a woman who knows the outdoors well. Her name is Cindy Gagnon. The wild backcountry is her playground and her office. She's a backcountry guide and has been leading people on outdoor adventures for over 10 years. In this kind of elite outdoor adventure world, guides like Cindy often buddy up and go on trips for bigger thrills without clients. Just for fun. On this day, Cindy's in Canada with some of her friends and a hired guide, hiking up mountains and skiing down them, off trail. An activity called backcountry skiing. It's a rush. And it's dangerous. This isn't resort skiing. There are no chairlifts, no designated trails, no medical team to help if you hurt yourself. You're on your own, out in the mountains, in places where storms and avalanches are very real possibilities. Every year, backcountry skiers die on the slopes. Cindy knows all this, and so do her friends. But that doesn't stop what happens. While hiking up the mountain, Cindy notices the conditions change. It's getting warmer, and the snow feels different. A few minutes later, she's entombed in snow. There's been an avalanche. She's a tiny pocket of air that will last a few minutes. The snow is tightly packed around her body, like hardened cement. She's locked into place. She can't move. She can't move. She can't move. Cindy is about to die.
The first person that came over was the guide. He got my face out right away, and then he had a couple other people grab shovels, and they just started trying to dig me out, which took quite a while, probably a half hour to 45 minutes because it's cement. The guide himself was just like, hey, are you okay? And I said, I think so, because at this point, the adrenaline is such that I'm breathing. I don't feel any pain. I'm not cold. I'm just like, sort of like, they're here. I'm going to be fine. And I really was sort of just probably in a bit of shock. And I was trying to tell yourself, Cindy, just stay relaxed. Deep breaths. Don't start to panic, because I'm already thinking we're in the middle of nowhere. I have to be able to ski after this, because we're in the middle of a ski slope, right? I'm not down yet. I'm only halfway. So.
Cindy's friends dig her out of the snow. Somehow, she's uninjured. She even manages to find both of her skis. And because they have to, Cindy and her friends start skiing again.
We skied on the edge of the shallow trees.
At this point, Cindy's pretty shaken up. And that makes sense. I mean, she's just been buried alive. But what she witnesses next will take her years to come to terms with. And even though it feels incomprehensible to her at the time, it's actually completely normal.
The biggest eye-opening thing for me was how much fun a couple people had skiing down that. And that was, you know, like they were hooting and hollering because the snow was really good. I had just been buried. And how can they be having that kind of fun? I remember that just so sharply. Like, how can they be having fun with what just happened? Because they weren't buried? And I just remember that being so strikingly hard on me, because these are my friends. These reactions were just so not what I expected.
It's kind of crazy, right? Cindy just came so close to being killed. Her friends watched it all happen. They could have easily been caught in the avalanche as well.
If it would have happened 20 seconds earlier, 30, or a couple minutes earlier, we were all on that open slope, we would have been right in the path of it.
It's just blind luck that they're not dead right now. All of them. And yet, here are all of her friends, acting like nothing happened. Think of yourself here. Can you imagine your friends ignoring something that nearly killed you and them?
I think I was like, I'm known to be this strong woman. I'm just gonna pretend and put the face that I am okay. Period.
Hey, it's Willow. We'll get back to the story in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor. Support for Out There comes from Dish Outdoors, making it possible to stay up to date on what's happening in the world while you're off on adventures with the Tailgater Pro portable satellite antenna. For many of us, summer is a time to head outdoors. Maybe you hit the road in a van or an RV. Maybe you soak up the sun from the deck of a boat. Maybe you hide out in a cabin in the woods. Regardless, just because you're off the grid doesn't mean you have to miss out on the news or your favorite shows. Dish Tailgater Pro is a portable satellite antenna that lets you watch the things you love anywhere. It's rugged, weatherproof, and weighs just 8 pounds, so you can haul it around or mount it on top of your boat or RV and just forget about it. It doesn't need Wi-Fi to operate, you don't need to be a Dish subscriber at home to get Dish Outdoors, and you only pay for the months you use. Visit dishoutdoors.com to learn more and use the promo code PRO50 at checkout to get $50 off your Tailgater Pro and Dish Receiver bundle. That's dishoutdoors.com, promo code PRO50. And now, back to the story.
Cindy got herself off the mountain that day. But of course, she wasn't okay. Not really.
So I came home, and I never really get sick for the winter. I was literally sick in bed for a week.
Even worse than the physical stress was the emotional load that she carried. She continued to grapple with nearly dying, and her friends being so cavalier. How could they seem so flippant about it?
Yeah. There are numerous studies on this.
This is neuroscientist Kim Fairley. She studies brain activity during risky decisions. And she says that Cindy's friends probably really cared about her well-being, It's just that they didn't accept that they were in danger.
They'll be like, yeah, but, you know, I will be fine.
Like when you hear a study that says eating high-fat foods causes heart disease as you bite into a hamburger, excusing yourself from the facts because your grandmother ate bacon until she was 95.
Same goes with entrepreneurship. Like, my business will succeed. I have this great idea. I'm going to start this business and it will thrive. But we know we have the numbers. We know that only a few really good concepts will survive for multiple years. And those are facts.
We're all vulnerable to this overconfidence. All of us. Not just extreme outdoors people who train up a specific skill set. You and I take dozens of risks every day, thinking that bad things just don't apply to us. Even when we're confronted with bad outcomes. A traffic accident on the way to work. A hiker who never comes home. We see these things happen. And of course, we know that they could happen to us too. But somehow, we just don't believe it.
Yeah, yeah. People are like, yeah, it will not happen to me.
Fairley says that when we're overconfident and you give us a fact that goes against our expectation, it has no impact on us. It simply doesn't register. And I want to be careful here. I don't want to give the impression that we're all overconfident in every aspect of our lives at all times. We're not. It varies even within a single person. A swaggering professional athlete on the field can be afraid of flying on an airplane. But I can say that this overconfidence effect is pronounced when we do things that we're good at. Things we do all the time. There, we have this tendency to think of ourselves as invincible, in spite of the facts. And this is what was likely going on with Cindy's friends that day, when she got caught in the avalanche. They watched her get buried right in front of them. And it still didn't sink in that that could happen to them too. Which is why they seem so unconcerned by this whole thing. Overconfidence is like walking around with blinders on.
So the way I think about it is, I think overconfidence is pretty adaptive a lot of the time.
This is cognitive scientist Philip Frimbach. He studies decision-making at the University of Colorado Boulder. And he says that this tendency to discount risks actually makes a lot of sense.
In order to do anything really great, we have to go in with our blinders on, because we wouldn't start any project if we thought about all of the uncertainty and complexity that might be involved.
In other words, a certain level of overconfidence is good. It allows you to try new things, to step out of your comfort zone, to push boundaries. Feeling like you're invincible makes it possible for individuals and society as a whole to get ahead. Like most things, risky decision-making is a balance, with overconfidence on one end and a crippling fear on the other. Too much fear, and you hide in your house all day, unable to go out into the world and try new things. Too much confidence, and you could get lucky, but you could also hurt yourself and the people around you along the way.
I had always believed that I was making good decisions because I had never been caught. Just because nothing happens does not mean that you're making good decisions. It just means you were lucky.
After being caught in an avalanche and seeing her friends totally deny the danger that they all faced, Cindy approaches skiing and life differently.
Instead of being lucky now, I want to say that I'm more aware. Yes, there's still a ton of luck involved with all of this, but I definitely became way more aware of my surroundings, not just on the snow, but in general, everywhere.
It might be worth a few seconds to consider whether you're falling prey to this overconfidence. Are you thinking that the risk and the facts don't apply to you?
That was Bishop Sand. He's a producer and sound designer at Goat Rodeo in Washington, D.C., and he runs 6 miles a day just to find some trees. He's also the host and founder of a new podcast called Qualia, which immerses listeners in science experiments. Qualia is a brand new show, and honestly, it's unlike anything I've ever heard before. You are the main character, and you're put into scenarios where you feel the push and pull of decision-making firsthand. The show manipulates your emotions, your fears, your feelings. It makes your spirits soar. It fills you with moments of dread. It makes your heart race. Literally, I just listened to an episode and I could feel my pulse quickening, my heartbeat pounding in my ears. The whole thing is fascinating. Not only do they run you through this crazy array of emotions, but everything is based on real scientific research. And they explain to you what's going on, why you're feeling what you're feeling at different moments. You can check it out at qualiapod.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, we have a link to it on our website as well. Before you go, we have a community classified to share with you. Our classified section is a way for all of you to let each other know about events, books, products, etc. that you think the Out There community would enjoy. Today's classified ad comes to us from Metolius Basin Institute, healing nature one person at a time through empowering individuals to let go of what no longer serves them and discover one's own true purpose in life. The Institute specializes in transformational treks to Nepal, where they focus on themes such as false summits and embracing masculinity in the modern world. To learn about the trips they have coming up this fall, head to metoliusbasininstitute.com. That's metoliusbasininstitute.com. If you'd like to take out a classified ad of your own, just head over to our website, outtherepodcast.com, and click Contact. There's a super easy form to fill out, and as soon as we hear from you, we'll be in touch about all the details. A big thank you to Tomas Kolke, Jonathan Pearson, James Benvenisti, and Deb and Vince Garcia for their financial contributions to Out There. If you'd like to make a gift of your own to the show, head over to our website and click support. Also, a quick reminder that if you're interested in the storytelling workshop I mentioned at the top of the show, please take our brief survey. You can find that at our website as well. That's it for this episode. Our marketing and business development director is Alex Egerking, and our theme music was written by Jared Arnold. Have a beautiful day, be bold, go outside, and find your dreams.